The property owned by the Armstrong families is valued at $16 million. The family has agreed to absorb $10 million of that, leaving a price tag of $6 million for the conservation easement. Park City residents voted in November to put $3 million towards that easement acquisition, leaving another $3 million to raise. Utah Open Lands Director Wendy Fisher says she's been able to raise about $1.2 million through a number of grants, but she says they're still short $1.5 million.
I think that both sides of the family are very interested in seeing this happen. I think the concern that I've heard voiced is, you know, how long do you wait to see it happen? And is there just not the support there? You know, my hope has always been that if we get close to a number, they'll give us a little bit extra time. And I really feel that because we had gotten to about 1.6 when I sat down and met with them, and then we got another 100,000 after that, that, you know, that was really encouraging for them. I think that, you know, they definitely want to see it protected, but they also need to be able to get some funds out of this, which is not uncommon for landowning families.
A deadline to raise the $6 million has come and gone, but Fisher says the family would like to see the land protected and has agreed to a three-month extension to March 31st.
Utah Open Lands has been doing a lot to get money from really outside of the community, in part because we know that this has been a heavy lift for voters and for the Park City and the Summit County community in terms of supporting these open space efforts. Oh. But it is going to take all hands on deck to get this done. What we're encouraged by, and one of the things that we talked with the family about, is that, you know, starting the first of the year, we have the opportunity to apply to additional foundations that we may have been outside of their typical funding regime. And so that we find encouraging. But the other thing that we know from the work that we did in fundraising for Bonanza Flat is that the more individual support you have, the more donors are, you know, foundations are willing to step up to the plate. And that, we think, is really critical for us now going into next year.
Even though Park City residents will be paying off $3 million of this easement through a bond, Park City resident Sally Elliott is hopeful they'll continue to do what they can, in addition to save what she calls an heirloom piece of land that dates back to 1878 when the Jobs family first lived there. Additional contributions, she added, are also helpful when securing future foundation grants. You can contribute by going online to utahopenlands.org. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.